Hey, community news fans, here it is, part two of our Oscar extravaganza, all new live show next Tuesday.
Chris Rock is rolled up, man. I'm going to have to get to Chris.
Okay.
So I know you guys want to talk to Chris.
Whoa.
Chris, get over here, man.
About the Oscars. We want to hear what Chris says.
Can you believe this? Here we are talking about Prince and all kinds of shit on the podcast.
Chris Rock in the house.
Hey. Sasha, how did you do this? My mind is blown.
You guys, I am so happy because you're all blowing my partner Paul's mind, which I wanted to do. I didn't even tell him who I had. I just said a bunch of celebs who didn't get to be at the Oscars want to come on the show. And I am so psyched you guys are making his day. How are you, Chris Rock?
I can't believe this. I've always wanted to be on your podcast.
Why didn't I ask you sooner?
And they said, you hosted the Oscars, you hosted the Grammys, the Emmys, you hosted the Black Award, the Black Image Awards, but you ain't never been on the podcast.
And that's why I didn't ask you or Eddie, because I thought, you guys are too big. You don't want to be on little old community news podcasts. And now you tell me you always... I should have had you on.
I ain't too big. I'm 5'8". Literally a midget.
Yeah, you are.
They go, are you okay? They say, you okay? They're asking me if I have AIDS. Basically what they say. They always go, how's your health? How are they doing? Just because a brother skinny don't mean he on crack or has AIDS. So just listen. That's what that means. I'm doing fine. I
eat good.
I eat very well. I eat lots of vegetables. Eat lots of vegetables. If it's green, I'm going to eat it.
We're so healthy. I love that. Now, Chris, what did you think of last night's Oscars? Did you think that Chaz Boseman got robbed? Or did you think Anthony...
His name is Chad Boseman. He said, get your shit straight. You don't tell a black man another man's name mispronounced.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to make it sound exotic.
Chad Boseman. Who the hell is that? He was Black Panther.
Okay.
The only superhero ever been black.
Did you feel that the Black Panther was robbed by Sir Anthony Hopkins, or did you think it was Sir Anthony Hopkins' turn?
I'm picking Hannibal Lecter over Black Panther. Ain't no way. It's an old white man taking advantage of a dead black man.
That's so sad. Do you think Hannibal Lecter would have eaten dead Black Panther?
Hell no. They don't like dark meat. They won't want meat.
Oh, that's funny, because when it's Thanksgiving, I only want the dark meat. Which,
speaking of that, yes, we all know, Sasha.
Speaking of that, Paul might joke that Sasha only knows all the greatest black stand-up comedians of all time. So I feel like we should probably bring out someone Paul loves if he's there. Is Jerry Seinfeld or Larry David or...
Wait a second.
Let me get him. Let me get Jerry Seinfeld for you. I think he's in the room. Hold on just a second. Hey, Jerry.
I know Paul loves the Seinfeld show.
You ain't never going to believe who wants to talk to you. You ain't never going to believe this. Jerry. Coming. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, Jerry. It's Paul.
Hello? Paul and Sasha, what are you doing?
It's Paul.
This is the greatest moment of my life. You know, I was just doing Comedians in Cars having coffee. We were talking with Zach Galifianakis. It was fantastic. It was great.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Weird. I love it. I love it.
Break him. You know, Paul's a big fan of yours. I am too. But I think Paul really loves the original Seinfeld show. And we both are big fans of, of that show and of Curb. But, you know, I know you're not involved with
right.
Curb. But you're the one who gave Larry David, you got Larry David to the public. So.
Of course I did. You know, Larry wouldn't even have a career if it wasn't for me. Are you kidding me?
It's true. He needed you to push through because he's a comics comic, but the regular people didn't really catch the Larry vibe till you brought him forward with Seinfeld. So that you're a good friend, Jerry.
It's what I do. It's what I do. I bring people in and then I make them famous. That's what I do.
You do. You do. You're really good.
It's unbelievable.
I'm not helping these people. It's
unbelievable the talent that we have on Community News Podcast today, right, Paul?
It's insane.
Well, I was just I just went to the restroom and I got to thinking about it. Why do they call it the restroom? You don't go in there to rest. Nobody has a bed in the restroom. And there's not much room. They shouldn't be calling it a room. There's no room in the restroom.
They
no
should call it the restroom. It's like a restroom.
And why do they call it a pocket? And why do they call it a pocketbook? Women have a pocketbook. You don't put it in your pocket. It's not a book. You don't read it. Who are these people? Right? Why do they do this?
Why do they do that? Jerry, I love your humor. You know, I think way back when to the cotton balls and the Q-tips humor. And when you talk about these things, it brings me right back. I want to ask you a question, Jerry. You're a big out in the Hamptons. You know, you've got that big compound in the Hamptons with your wife, Jessica, and your kids.
I do.
And a lot of people that live here in Townport used to summer in the Hamptons when they lived in New York City. Some of them gave up the Hamptons for Townport full time, and some of them still go back and forth between Townport and the Hamptons. I'd like to ask you, have you spent any time in our fair town here, Townport?
Of course I have. I always see the traffic cones. What's up with the traffic cones? And why are they cones? You know?
Always a lot of traffic here. Yeah, how do they
get it? For ice cream or something? They have cones. Everywhere you go, cones.
That's it. There's a lot of froyo places and a lot of reflexology places that people are in a rush to get to. Well, how do they handle construction in the Hamptons? What do they do out there?
Last time I was there, I got to have a nice brunch with my great friend, Mr. Rodney Dangerfield. And Rodney was great. Rodney told me a joke. He said, I've never done this joke on stage. I thought I'd tell you. So I said, okay. So he tells me, he's saying, you know, I can't do an impression or anything. I don't do impressions. I'm a Canadian. I don't do impressions. So anyway, so this is the way Rodney told me. He says, I told the bartender, give me a shot with a chaser. So he poured some Jack Daniels and let his Doberman loose. Can you believe that?
And that took place in Townport, is what you're saying? In Townport.
Right there. Right there at one of the cafes. I can't remember the name. You know, I never remember the name. I never remember names.
It was probably the White Swan, because Rodney Dangerfield did in Townport for a little while. Yeah, it was probably the White Swan.
Right. That was our favorite place.
I'll tell you right. Of course. That's where we go. That's where we go.
Wow. Seinfeld and Rock and Eddie Murphy and Donald Trump. That is the Mount Rushmore of comedy right there we have so far.
Show right here.
You had that idiot Donald Trump on air. Are you kidding me?
We didn't know that he was going to be the first one, but somehow he was in the room, so we just let him go. He was actually more enjoyable here than I would ever. He was much more pleasant than I have found him in the 5 years.
Well, that's shocking. That is just shocking.
Yeah, we're not fans. Politically, we're not fans, but he was very nice. I mean, I have to say he was nice. I give him that. So, Jerry, tell me this. You've been to Townport. I think you've performed out here. I saw you at one of the big arenas about 30 miles away. I love that you still do stand-up, that you love it so much that you still get out there and perform.
Well, of course, that's what we do. You know, you've been a stand-up for years. I've enjoyed your stand-up, Sasha. You're fantastic.
Okay.
I've seen you on Saturday Night Live. I've seen you did some page work. You did all that stuff on Saturday Night Live. I love that.
Jerry, you're great. You're too kind. I can't believe you would ever even sit and watch my stand-up. It's a joke compared to yours. It's not. Yours is so polished.
Well, your stand-up is fantastic. Up is perfect. You know your punchlines. You know everything. You take somebody one way and then you go the other way. You don't let them see it coming. It's what we do.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. So I have a question. Have they ever asked you to host the Academy Awards, Jerry, yourself, the Oscars?
Well, they've asked me to. I always say no. It's too much. It's too much. There's too many people. Too many people there.
It's kind of too hokey for you, I picture.
I like a small intimate room. Like when I did my show, I would do those jokes in front of 20 people. Then they did the comedy club. 20 people. That's all they were. 20 people in the audience. That's what I wanted. That's when I feel comfortable talking to friends. Yeah, you talk to friends. It's like you're telling your friends. It's like you're saying, you know, who are these people? Why are cats and dogs different? That's what you're talking to your friends.
Who are these people, Jerry?
You talk about cereal, you know. You talk about Cookie Crisp. They're eating cookies for cereal. What's for dinner? Cake?
Right.
Cigarettes? What's going on with this?
That works in
you
with
know,
our...
Of course, that's what we do.
Yeah, I talked to Paul once about how we should make salads with chocolate bars on them instead of raisins, craisins, strawberries. You're right in the same line of thinking as me. But, Jerry...
What's your, what, What's your favorite cereal? I have my favorite cereal. I'm going to tell you in a second. You're going to tell me. What's your favorite old-timey cereal? What do you got?
But if I was picking one, I love the Golden Grahams. I love that.
Sugar Bear? Are you kidding me? That hack? Sugar Bear?
Well, I don't love it for the mascot. I just love the taste of the Golden Grahams. Although sometimes it scratches the back of my throat. It can be a little, it can cut you.
Let me tell you about Boo Berry, huh? Boo Berry's my favorite. Boys love Boo Berry.
Never had?
Ghost related. Are you kidding me?
Is he related to Count Chocula?
It's in the same monster cereal thing. It's Frankenberry, Boo Berry.
I never had any of that. It was great. I will admit, I've had Cocoa Puffs a few times because the kids like it, and that was pretty good. Hey, Jerry, speaking of kids, I got to tell you something. I know you're a dad and you're very hands-on and you love it. I've heard your joke about once you add the third child, it's like putting everything in a blender with no top and it all going crazy. But I got to tell you, all the years that I've lived in Townport, there were so many times I'd be like, you can't deal, man, with these suburban non-comedians, these non-comics who think they're so effing funny, but they're so not. I wish that you and Jessica would leave the Hamptons and move here to Townport. We could just be hanging out, having coffee, making fun of everyone. It would be so good. Would you ever consider that?
How great would that be?
It would be so great for me.
We'd be sitting around trading jokes with the great Sasha and Paul. Are you kidding me? It'd be great.
It would just make Townport life so much more fun to have some other comedians here besides myself and a bunch of housewives who think they're comedians, but they're not. They're not funny.
Not funny? All they say is they go, hey, you know, let me borrow a cup of sugar. That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
You know, they make the same old jokes about getting drunk, wine, not enough coffee, and not wanting to have sex with their husband.
They're housewife funny.
They're housewife funny, exactly. They're suburban housewife, never been on a real... Yeah, they're like suburban housewife, never been on a real stage before funny. So they're funny to their other suburban housewives on social media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people ask me, they say, what's your favorite joke? What's your favorite joke? My favorite joke is, when you say, how many men does it take to clean a toilet?
How many?
None. That's a trick question. That's women's work. You get it? You see, that's funny.
That is very good.
I think Trump told him that joke.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm making up to you. Here we go. Why won't women make love during the daytime?
Because they don't have enough wine?
No, because the mall is still open.
You are amazing, Jerry. It's so hard for today because I wish we had like hours with each of these guests. They're all so.
It's amazing. I'm like, I'm so smiley and happy.
I know. I heard a rumor that there is not only Donald Trump there, but that there's another celebrity who's a movie star, but he's also been a governor of the state of California. I might be just wrong, but Jerry, is there somebody back there that was the governor of California and also a major action movie star?
Who would that be?
Hello? Is there anybody back
I'm
here?
Still trying to
is there anybody that was a governor? Yeah. Hold on. I think he's coming to the mic. Hold on. Here, awesome.
How much talent can we squeeze to one?
Hello there. Hello there, Sasha.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, you. How are you doing?
Governor, I love hearing you say Sasha. Can you say my name again?
Sasha is great. You know, when I'm smoking a stogie, I think about you there. Very sexy woman there. Very well endowed, like my ex-wife, Maria.
I was going to say, like your ex-wife or like your housekeeper that you had a baby with?
Well, that was... Let me tell you what happened there. A lot of people are making lots of thoughts and suggestions about this happening, jokes and this and that and the other thing there. But let me tell you how it really happened. I was in my house there, and the maid was... she was outside. I didn't realize she had come for the day there. And so I'm making a banana smoothie. I just come out of a steam shower because that's the best thing. You open up the pores, and then you can put in the lotions and this and that and the other thing. And so I like to air dry. So I'm standing there completely butt-ass naked in my birthday suit there. And I'm making a banana smoothie because there's lots of protein there in the bananas and lots of carbohydrates that are good for the pre-workout. You know, I'm going to work out later that day. So I have the protein smoothie and the whey protein, this, that, and the other thing. So I'm there making the banana smoothie completely naked, dripping wet right here. I dropped a banana peel on the floor, and I hear the door open up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go grab my towel. So I reach to go to grab my towel there, and I step right on the banana peel, the most slippery substance in the universe here. And I did a double backflip and tried to catch myself there, and the maid had just walked in the door. And my penis just accidentally fell into her vagina. There, I was completely erect because the sound of the blender gets me very hot because I'm thinking about how gorgeous I'm going to look with a good workout and the protein shakes and this, that, the other thing. And then I slipped on the floor. I did a double backflip. My penis went inserted into her vagina, and I ejaculated. This is a true story. And I ejaculated into her, and because I have superhuman qualities, the baby popped right out and started to do. It's a true story. It had zero gestation time, and the baby popped out there on the ground and did 14 four-count burpees right on the floor. He was already in the business. So that's what happens when you mix the world's greatest athlete with a housekeeper. That's what you get.
This is an incredible reveal today on Peter's podcast.
We are going on the map all over the world with this story. You do realize it. This is the first time ever.
We had so
many. That's a true story, though. A lot of people revealed today.
Yes.
You know, you have Donald Trump over there. I was listening to your podcast earlier when Donald Trump was on here talking all of his BS there. You know, the thing is the only time you can tell he's lying is when his lips are moving there. I heard that joke one time.
Anyway,
it's fantastic. It's nice that you equal opportunity. You put idiots and genius people like myself in there on the podcast there.
At least
you're getting the good, the bad, and the ugly. I saw that you had Eddie Murphy on here. Not a good-looking guy anymore. He does not age well. He's gotten fat. He doesn't work out. He doesn't eat the whey protein like I do.
Arnold, you're being mean. I think Eddie Murphy looks so sexy and hot. He always dresses like slick. I think he's very hot.
His head looks like a balloon, like they're popping up. Tracy Morgan called him fat the other day. I didn't know you were mean like this.
I thought you were much more egalitarian since you were having babies with the housekeeper.
I'm not mean. Listen here, I believe I'm an equal opportunity employer, and it's like if I have sex with it doesn't matter that she's a housekeeper.
An equal opportunity impregnator, so I would think that you're an equal opportunity.
That's right.
Employer, friender, all the things. Now,
the thing is, you don't understand, but first of all, my sperm are a lot bigger. If you look under my sperm under a microscope there, you don't even have to use a microscope. They look like tadpoles. They're huge. Because I'm huge, humongous. It's so like people see my sperm and they're scary. They look like they have my face right on there. It's beautiful. It's the most handsome sperm.
How do you include your half housekeeper, half Arnold Sperminator child with the rest of your children that you had with Maria? Do you bring them all together? Are they all one happy family? Or what's going on
there?
Well,
that child has to clean up after everybody. It's half actor, half house cleaner. So we have to keep it, you know, on the up and up there.
Terrible.
You guys make that clean up after everybody? Yes, we dress him or her up in a little maid's outfit. It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter what gender you are. We put in a sexy maid's outfit there and let him, her, whatever, just clean up the house there.
But I feel bad for that kid because it's not his fault that you slipped on the banana peel and impregnated his mother while you were married.
Well, it's the most slippery substance in the whole world. What am I supposed to do? I didn't know what, you know, what am I going to do? I have to have my banana protein slurpee there with the whey protein, this, that, and the other thing. And it's a slippery slope when you step on a banana peel. It goes right into the vagina.
I think Paul's got some serious questions to ask.
I have actually a serious question for you, Sasha. I just want to make sure you paid our liability insurance before I air this podcast.
I thought, Paul, that you were going to ask me if I've ever wished that I was the housekeeper and that I was there when Arnold slipped on the banana peel. Just think, I would be so rich right now if I was the one impregnated by the Terminator.
You were too busy worrying about bleeding in Eddie Murphy's bed to get impregnated by Arnold Schwarzenegger at this point.
Years were earlier.
Listen, Sasha, shut up. Listen, I know what would happen. You would terminate the pregnancy, I'll tell you that right now.
No, I think I would. I think I would be like, look, I have the Terminator.
I'm the Terminator. Yeah, because I'm the Terminator. You would terminate the pregnancy. That's a great material for you. There. See, a lot of people don't.
Otherwise, Linda Hamilton would be after you for the rest of your life.
I think I would be.
Gosh, have you seen? Yeah.
If I was going around Townport with my kids, and then also, you know, the Terminator's baby that he had out of wedlock with me, maybe I could have had a little Eddie Murphy baby. Like, I would have loved to come to Townport with all these kids from all my different celebrity friends and have each different color of the rainbow kid in there, and that would have been hilarious.
Basically, you want to be Angelina Jolie is what you're saying.
Yes, but I want to be Angelina Jolie who didn't adopt them. I want to be at the Temple preschool, like, this is my two little Jewish kids that I had with the Jewish actuary. And then here's my kid from Eddie Murphy. Here's my kid from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's my kid I had with Chris Rock. What do you all think? Be my friends. Can I come to the party? Will you invite me to your little mom outings with all my kids from my celebrity friends? I wish, Arnold, I'm so sad that I wasn't there when you were getting out of the shower. I wish you slipped into me.
A lot of people would have loved to have had a baby with me there. A lot of people down there. People are always talking about how much they want to have my babies.
I would have liked it, Arnold, really just so that I could get closer with the Kennedy family through you, through that baby. Like, my baby would now be cleaning up after the Kennedy babies, you know?
But, you know, me and Maria are no longer together there, so we're not really that tight with the Kennedys anymore. You know, after we broke up.
I know,
up,
your kids still are. You know, but so your other kids are still
kids, right?
They're Kennedys.
Yeah, Maria. She has kind of a sore ass. She's not a good-looking woman anymore. I have to be with a gorgeous woman at all times. That's what it is.
Like,
look at me. Look at me. I still look as good as I did back when I was 40. I'm much older than that now. You have to keep working out. You see, the thing is, you know, what are you doing right now? People say, I don't have time to work out. They go, what are you doing right now? You're watching the television there. Are you having a Pop-Tart? What are you doing? You're not working out. You could go right now and go do, 17 four-count burpees right now. But you don't want to. You know why? Because you don't care. You don't have to be fat. That's what I tell people. When I see Maria and Maria's getting fat, I say, listen, maybe you put down that wedding cake. You didn't even have a wedding. You just buy a wedding cake and eat it. You don't have to do that. Just put down the Pop-Tart.
After COVID. And I have to tell you, that was a great motivational speech. And I think you're going to help me get, I'm going to get myself together now that I heard you say that. And I do have to just say, I'm not trying to be flirtatious, but hearing Arnold say Pop-Tart and burpee is kind of sexy. In some weird way, I don't know.
It is kind of sexy. What you have to do is every day you have to give yourself appointments. You have to say this is how you get in good shape. You say, this is my appointment from 10 a.m. till noon, or from, say, 9 a.m. to 11. This is the time that I'm going to improve physical shape. It's it's kind of like homework there, but you have to set the appointment and do the full 2 hours. Even if you're just walking somewhere, you get in the movie, you get in the blood pumping.
Unfortunately, though.
I've seen it happen right in front of my eyes. Paul walks, and now he's lost 60 pounds.
But that, you know what the problem is? That 2 hours will interfere with the 20 hours of Facebook scrolling during the day. So how are you going to fit that in?
Scroll that
That's
much.
Right.
There's
a lot of Facebook. Right. You know what? The thing is though, but if you got, listen, if you sit here and you lost 30 or 40 pounds, well, no, I haven't seen you in a long time. I can't even see you here because my camera is off here. But if you want to lose weight, you know, wouldn't you look better in your Facebook posts? You could say, look how much weight I've lost. I followed what Arnold told me to do, and I got off my lazy ass, and I did something instead of eating the ribs and the chickens there.
I'm going to put down the Pop-Tart, thanks to you, and I'm going to start moving more. I'm moving a little more, but I need to exercise hardcore. I want to get buff like you, Arnold. I want to have buff. You and Paul over here too. I want to get buff arms. I want no fat, and I'm going to do it now that I got some motivation from the Terminator.
Wow.
Okay?
Well, the thing is if you take off the gallon, if you have a gallon, if you're drinking the, if you're doing so much dairy there, if you take off the gallon jug milk, you can take the cap off the milk, and you. and you throw it in the garbage, say, I won't be needing this, because you know you're going to drink a whole gallon of milk.
I don't really do milk. I don't do a lot of milk. So, Paul, do you have any other questions for Arnold, something Townport related or anything you think Arnold could help us with here in Townport?
Yeah, Arnold, we're having – and I know you were a governor of a large state, but we're having a problem with the town pool here in that during the COVID times, they're not letting enough people in to exercise. I was wondering if you maybe had a solution – for our town into how we can get more people into the pool, splashing around and exercising and losing weight and out of my hair so I don't have to see them. Yeah.
What you do is you do double decker. What you do is for the first hour, you keep people under the water, and then you have the people that are swimming on top of the water there. And the people on the bottom are going to need to get some type of breathing apparatus, because no one can hold their breath for a whole hour there. But if they get the diving tanks, this, that, and the other thing, they can do the water aerobics. I've been pushing water aerobics for years, and everybody says, Arnold, how do you look so perfect? Why do you have better muscle mass than any other human being on the planet? I'm not saying this. Other people are saying this.
Yeah.
And I go, well, it's because I do aqua aerobics. I do this and that, and I lift weights underwater. I take the dumbbells down there to the bottom of the pool, and I do the weightlifting down there in the resistance. Yes, it's very hard to do because you can't breathe underwater. I've thought about getting gills. I've thought about having gills installed into my neck, because that way I could just go under the water there and breathe through the gills, and then that'd be perfect.
Arnold,
so that's how you're going to solve your problem.
So motivating to me. I have some weights in my pool, and I'm going to do more of them because of you. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Wow, amazing. This has been the most amazing community news.
We had Donald Trump, we had Eddie Murphy, we had Chris Rock, and then, if that wasn't enough, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sasha.
And Seinfeld.
Sasha, you've done it.
Sasha, you're beautiful. I'm glad you had a great time on your trip there to Mexico. I love the Mexican people. Apparently, I sleep with maids from Mexico.
Exactly.
And I love it. I hope you...
You and me, nothing against. You're nice to say that. You and I have nothing against the Mexican people, Arnold. And I have to tell you, while I was in Mexico, there were two super hot, tall Mexicans working at the hotel. And I did think to myself, if I was going to like have a little rendezvous in Mexico that I told nobody about, it would be with one of these two hot, tall Mexicans. One's name was Jesus. And I've never had sex with a guy named Jesus. I once was with a Puerto Rican guy named Angel. That's as close as I got. But this hot Mexican tall guy named Jesus, he walked all the way from the pool to the playa and set me up. And I gave him $5 and he was almost crying. He said, I wasn't expecting anything. And I said, no, you guys are hurting here in Mexico. I want to give you a tip. He said, I wasn't expecting anything. He got a tear in his eye. And I was thinking to myself, if I was going to fuck someone on this trip, well, not fuck, that's not nice. If I was going to make love with anybody.
Make love.
It might be this guy, Jesus, here on the playa, or it might have been this one.
On the beach itself, would you have done it?
Look at Sasha.
No, in my room, but I'm just saying, I had this thought come to me, and it made me think of Arnold having sex with the maid. I thought if I was going to...
So what, would you have been the maid? Oh, he was the maid, or would you have been the maid fantasy, and he would have been Arnold? I'm just getting confused at this point.
If you think of Arnold having his relationship with his Hispanic maid, I thought I could be with Jesus or one of these other guys, and it made me feel close to Arnold.
I wrote a song about this in the tune of the Beatles. It goes like this. Here it goes. This is about your trip and meeting your Mexican guy. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to sing it. It's a Beatles song. I'm going to change the words around. Ready? Here we go.
Thank you, Arnold.
Jesus, here's $5 for you. I don't mean to make you cry, baby. Have sex with me, and then you will see that we have a baby like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I love it.
What a way. Community news has hit the zenith. It's the high point. It's unbelievable.
Mr. Olympia, I was Mr. Olympia, then I was the best at that, and then I was I became an actor, became the best at that, and then I became a politician, became best at that, but now I'm taking over for the Beatles of being the world's greatest songwriter.
We're perfect. I feel like the show has a good friend named Gregory Zuckerman, who's a writer on the Wall Street Journal and a reporter. I feel like he's going to love this episode best of any episode of Community News, even better than the episodes that he was on.
I agree 100%. Sasha, I don't know how you did it. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm going to be smiling now.
Oscar party.
Forever.
The best Oscar show ever. Better than The View does. Better than all those shows. I want to thank all of our amazing guests today. Oh, my God. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Donald Trump, Chris Rock, and Eddie Murphy. Thank you so much for coming on the Community News Podcast and gracing us with your amazing presences.
I would tell them all, wherever they are having a smoke, except for Sigardia, except for Donald Trump, he's off beating a cat, I believe.
Are you going to work out, Donald? You should get them all to do some workout with you.
Yes, I tell him all the time. I tell Donald, I said, listen, you should try and lose some weight. He's like, he tells me he has a 27-inch waist, but he wears 40 pants. It's crazy, dear.
He's the worst out of all of you. I don't care if he lifts weights. Pop-Tarts.
Exactly.
He loves the Pop-Tarts, yeah.
Oh,
listen, I love you guys.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I've got a workout that I've scheduled. See, that's what I do. I schedule my workout.
And
it's appointment television, you know what I mean? I get in there and do the workout and do the work.
The appointment with myself, thanks to you, Arnold. And also,
seriously. Yell at your fat. What you do, here's another thing. Yell at your fat. Down at your belly, dear. You yell at your fat and you look at your belly and you go, get out of me, you fat of fat cells. Get out.
Get out. Yeah. I love that.
Get out.
Excellent. Excellent.
My goodness. We can't thank you enough for coming on our show today. And thank you for revealing the story of how you and the housekeeper ended up conjugating the baby. Like, that was just great. Thank
amazing.
So let me offer you a little bit of a safety thing. If you ever... take a steam shower and you're going to dry yourself clean. Do not have a banana shake. Just have the whey protein. Skip the banana. It's too dangerous.
Very.
It's the most slippery substance in the universe. That has been scientifically proven there.
If there's ever a lesson needed for our Community News listeners, that is the one that they need to know.
Got it today from Governor Arnold.
Skip on the bananas. It's good for safety there.
And put a towel on so that you don't slip into someone.
What can I say? On that note, that wraps up this episode of Community News. And as always, I think my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha. And we love you, community.
Sasha, it's been a pleasure. I will see you next Tuesday.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul. And don't think that I'm calling anybody a cunt. I will just see you next Tuesday.
Perfect. Take care, everyone.
Love you, community. Bye-bye.
Bye.